Well, thanks, guys. I am so blessed. Really, really, I was sharing with somebody about how the fact that I live in Conway, South Carolina, and technically, I sometimes feel like I'm by myself, right? In terms of God's people, God's elect, God's chosen people, people really walking by the Spirit of God, and who are living on that frequency of being led by the Spirit in the flow. Not too many of them around there, you know? So, to have all of you here, the family of God, close by, on the beach, which I love. It's like, this is like perfection for me. This is perfection. So, I'm so thankful. Thankful to God that we've come to this point where all of you are here with me, sharing with me. But, the truth of the matter is, this all started with my minister, Lawrence Tor, from the UK, who I connected with about 5 to 6 years ago. And in the past 6 years, I've been encouraged to continue to look to God. In the past 6 years, I always call him a leader's leader. Because when I started connecting to now, that's what I've walked into becoming, being encouraged to be a proclaimer of the gospel, person, a believer who walks with authority, a believer who is led by the Spirit of God. All the things that Jesus talked about in Mark when he said that he told the disciples that they were going to do as he did, cast out spirits, devil spirits, heal the sick. All the things that Jesus told the disciples and the believers before he left to do is what my minister encourages me in doing. Walking rightly with God and walking in my identity and walking with purpose according to God's plans and proclaiming the gospel and the Great Commission. That God, what's God's desire? God's desire is for all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. And when a leader encourages you in those things, despite what's happening in our lives, because everybody here has SHIT going on in their lives, yes, right? But to be able to, the world calls it compartmentalize, right? But we call it discernment. We call it where we know we're in the world, we know it's a fallen state, we know that we're functioning in this system, right? And we know who's the God of this world. But we also know who we are, and we know what we're called to do. And as leaders, my minister encourages me in those matters, right? To operate from a higher frequency, and he sharpens us in that perspective, right? Keep the right perspective. And how do we do that? These are the fundamentals. The fundamentals of how to stay in that frequency, how to be led by the Spirit of God, how to stay in the flow, right? Where we're not letting the things of the world pull us down, so we're seeing things with our natural eyes, but we're as best we can, according to our desire, walking with power, being led by the Spirit of God, and doing the things that Jesus Christ commissioned us to do. Right? So that's what leaders do. Leaders make that the focus, no matter what is happening in your life. And that's the difference. That's why I connect where I'm connected. And that's why I'm now hosting all of you and putting this together. Really, that's my heart. My heart is to gather people together as God directs, as I'm being encouraged by my minister to bring us together to focus on those things, to share on those things, to keep us hot, to edify each other on those spiritual truths, on those spiritual matters. And it doesn't mean we don't have things going on in our lives. We don't take that for granted, but that's where if deliverance is needed, we deliver. We speak to those things in our lives to conform to what we want, what we declare, because that's the power that we have as believers. That's what we're taught. That's what we're encouraged. right? We're not defeated. We operate from a place of victory. Mm. We're seated at the right hand of God. As Jesus Christ is, so are we. So we walk in that power, and whatever's happening in our lives, we operate from that position no matter what. So that's why we're here. We're here to encourage each other in those things. Lawrence started, he used to share, he still shares with us about how, you know, God told him that he was going to move the world and all of the UK and the US, right? For me, I'm part of that plan. God has not given me my own vision, my own field, but it came from Lawrence's vision and what God told him. I'm now his laborer. I'm now being encouraged by Lore and connecting where I'm connecting to continue to do that. So now God's put things in my heart to do for him, right? And then praying for the laborer. That laborer comes, I'm going to encourage them in that. And on and on and on. That is the multiplication. Where we're being fed, we're to be fed spiritual food that highlights the commission, the Great Commission, pray for the laborer, that all men are to be saved and come to knowledge of truth. It's really that simple. It's not complicated. We make it complicated, right? But we're supposed to be calling souls out of, well, God is the one calling them, but he's using us to translate them from darkness to light. Just like every single person in this room one day, okay, was part of one kingdom, and it was the kingdom of darkness. And somebody spoke to you, somebody spoke words to you, somebody, God used someone to call you from that kingdom into now the family of God. That should be our priority. That should be where we all are. And how do we do that? We stay connected where we're encouraged to do that. And as we're encouraged, like for me, the speaking in tongues, we have some fundamental things that we can do to stay hot so we can stay focused on that truth. The fundamental things are speaking in tongues. We speak in tongues, perfect prayer. We edify ourselves. We build up the inner man. You stay hot. You speak in tongues. God will reveal things to you. He'll show you things. He directs you in the right path, right? We speak by the Spirit. That's what we're doing now, right? Thank you, Father God, for giving me the words to speak to your family, to your children, to encourage your children in the matters that matter to you, the spiritual matters. So we speak forth, we proclaim. These words have power. God, he backs his words up, right? In manifestation says that. So when we speak for God, he will empower those words to activate your spirit so that we become like-minded in one accord in the things that are important to God, which is what? All men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. It always goes back to that. It always goes back to that. So how do we stay hot and stay focused on that? Speak in tongues, we speak by the Spirit. We honor God with our substance. These are the things that we're just going to continue to stay. It's not going to change. We're going to keep saying this. Why? Because it's what keeps us hot. We honor God with our substance and the first fruit of our increase. This is our worship. This is, as a matter of fact, driving here today, I was praying, you know, doing my declarations, and God said, it's God's money. Like, whatever money is in my bank account, it's not my money. It's God's money. Why? Because he's given it to me. He's blessed me. He's the source of my provision. Right? So we go forth. When we're honoring him, we're just really just saying, thank you, Father God, for all that you've done for us, right? Because he first loved us. So we honor him. We speak in tongues. We speak by the Spirit, and we pray for the laborer. Yes. We pray for the laborer. I am so excited about this past weekend, the people who came. I didn't think they were going to come. Right? The potential laborer. And he's just making the vision bigger and bigger for me about what is potentially going to happen when we leave here. Because that was the plan, right? The plan was for us to get together and see what God has for us, right? And then to activate us so we can rise up and expand and go back to where we are in our corners of the world and see what seeds has God planted, what plans has he put in us to go out and do. And for me, that is the laborer. And I think I've got a laborer. I'm just saying, I don't know. God, I'm walking with you. I'm just surrendering to you. But I'm excited about that, to be able to have someone who now God will give me words to speak and to speak into them, and then to see their lives transformed, just as Lauren spoke into my life, where my life transformed to the point where the only thing I want to do is pray for a laborer and with, and minister to people and walk in the power and the authority that Jesus Christ did and said that we were going to do. Mm-hmm. That wasn't me 6 years ago. That was being encouraged by my minister and continuing to encourage and encourage until the point where nothing else matters but that. And then somebody help me. Did I miss something? Speak in tongues. Yes. Stink. Ooh, that's that one right there. That's that's the one people don't like or don't like to hear. Where is it in the word? The reality is we're just, we have to fellowship. There's a reason why the word says iron sharpen iron, right? But there's also an order in it where somebody told me this once. Every Timothy needs a Paul, every Paul needs a Timothy. Along those lines, where there should be someone in your life that you are connected to who's speaking life into you, who is encouraging you in the things of God, and who is encouraging you to look to God. It's that simple. There's no religion involved, but it's a relationship where that person is who you connect to and you're being fed. That person connects to someone else too, but that's none of your business really in a sense, because we do what God puts in our hearts to do as his children, and we walk with him in the simplicity of being led by the Spirit, and that applies to a laborer. So as I am Lawrence's laborer, he's my minister, he's who encourages me, and then I speak and proclaim Christ. I speak and proclaim the goodness of God, the kingdom of God. We do what God encourages us to do, but we make sure that we're connecting to someone who, so to speak, is also lined up and in one accord with that truth. And this is where we go. We connect. Iron sharpens iron. Sometimes he encouraged, well, not sometimes, almost every time God speaks through him to me, and he doesn't even know it. Why? Because he's a minister and he's a servant of the Most High God, and he's working for God, and God will use him. It's specific to me, right? So I've been learning through the years how to do that by connecting with my minister. And for me, it's we have our own time and when, and as it's inspired by God, but it is fused by God. God is at the center. So anyway, that's what we do. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking now. I want to pass the floor to the believers and to stay along the lines of what the vision is. Like for me, again, I shared that for me, exactly what I asked God for, I expected to happen, so far has happened. We've come together. We've edified each other. We've been encouraged. I spent time with my minister. All the things that I wanted to get out of this trip, I've gotten. And more than that, I've built friendships. I've, you know, prayed. My family has been involved. God has shown me so many things, you know, about my husband. Like, I'm not even going to cry now. I can't. And I'm sure there's more that he's going to show me, obviously, right? But right now, this very minute, he's still working. He's still working. Things are still happening. People are getting delivered. I know I've been delivered from a couple of things just by listening to people. God has shown me things about myself, right? And I've been encouraged by you guys. You know, the little things people have said to me that I didn't know I needed to hear, you know, to what? Encourage me more in the things of God. So now when you guys leave is going to be the time where, okay, God, what's next? What are you going to do with all that you've shown me, continue to show me, and how is this going to translate into the advancement of your kingdom here on earth? Because that's all I want to be a part of. That's all I want to be a part of. Everything else, fine, I'll do it. I'll go to work. I'll mother. I'll grandmother. I'll garden. I'll do all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But right now, in this very moment, when you guys, and when you guys leave, the thing that is highlighted, you know, like when you're reading a book and you're highlighting the parts that stand out to you. What stands out to me now is that I want to be a part of the movement of the advancement of the kingdom of God and delivering people from darkness to light. That's it. That's where the flow is. That's where the power is. That's where perfect, when Jesus walked with God, He walked perfectly with his father because he was about his father's business. And I want to be about my father's business. And that's what I'm getting out of you guys being here. This is the beginning of many. I know there was a lot. I'm sure there's some tweaking that needed to be done in terms of the planning stuff and the... That's all carnal stuff, and not that I don't care. I do care, but I kind of don't. But I do. So, and I am open to constructive criticism. You guys, seriously, just let me know how things could have been better, so on and so forth. But most importantly, in terms of this fellowship, I'd like to hear, and I'm inspired to ask you guys to share what were your expectations in terms of coming here, and what have you gained so far? And it's open to anyone.
Awesome.
If you don't...
Go ahead. Yeah, I can go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sis.
Oh, so yeah, God bless everyone. And it's really great to be here with you all, and obviously to be here with Lawrence. We've obviously got the pleasure of being with him all the time. So to be in a different location in a different area is just really, really wonderful. My expectations were very different for this trip, actually, because we weren't just coming here. You know, we had our beginning journey before we came here, and God was showing me how to really...